We're talking today with Tim David, a professional magician for 8 years, doing live performances. Nowadays, he's focused on helping sales professionals, managers, leaders, even law enforcement, getting positive and being more persuasive communicators. And he's put a book together called Magic Words, The Science and Secrets Behind 7 Words That Motivate, Engage, and Influence. Thanks for joining us today, talking about the 7 words. How did you stumble upon these words in the first place?
Well, some of them made themselves apparent while I was performing. I, night after night, would do my show and make subtle changes to my script. And when I made subtle changes, it had profound impact on how the audience responded. And I found that it was relatively predictable. Whatever city I was in, whatever night it was, the audience would react in relatively predictable ways. And I realized maybe there's something behind these words. Maybe there's something behind this communication that is allowing me to affect their experience of the show. So that's how I discovered a couple of them, and then just through lots of research and interviewing psychologists and reading, I found that there are really core drives at the root of all human experience. There are certain things that we all crave, that we all desire, and then I took those human drives and I reverse engineered them and said, okay, what words can I say that will tap into those human drives and satisfy those needs so I can create better connections with the people around me?
Well, let me just list these words, and these are words every, I think, fourth grader, even a third grader would know these things. Yes, but,
sure.
Because, the person's name, if, help, and thanks. How do these words have power that are so persuasive to us?
Yeah, we say them every day, don't we?
Sure.
These are things your listeners probably said today at work. And these are things, again, that seem so simple on the surface, don't they? And much like many magical illusions, if you will, in my show, they seem simple on the surface. But the truth is, there's a lot of things going on under the radar, behind the scenes, that really make them work. So, for example, the word yes is really about acceptance. It's really about agreement. And that's a powerful human drive. That's deep in our very survival mechanisms to be part of a group and to be accepted. The word if is about freedom of choice. The word thanks is about gratitude. The word help is about vulnerability. Someone's name is about significance. So each one of these things really does, again, tie into that core human drive, the core human need, the core desire that we have to connect with people. Because at the end of our lives, it's really about connections and not about our collections.
These all have sort of a positive aspect to them, don't they? It seems.
Absolutely. These are things that we hope to do. We hope to create more human connection. I don't know about you, but I think the quantity of human connection has skyrocketed. I mean, we got our cell phones and Facey Spaces and My Tubes. We have these devices in our pocket. We can reach out and touch just about anybody on planet Earth right now. But as the quantity of human connection has gone up, what do you notice is happening to the quality of human connection?
Well, it's getting shallower in a sense, I think, and you know it's quick and
I think if we can add more of that and infuse more of that into our daily conversations, even with simple words like this, and create more of that human connection, I think that would erase a lot of the problems that we're having. I think we need more managers who can connect with their team members. I think we need more teachers who can connect with their students instead of just teaching to a test. I think we need more salespeople who can connect with their prospects instead of just looking for a commission. I think human connection is a significant problem, and a lot of the conflicts that are arising could be prevented and or cured by simple techniques and ideas and strategies that we use with each other every single day, day in and day out.
Does that mean we have to choose our words carefully?
I would hope so. I think we spend a lot of time analyzing other people's words and judging other people's words. We're on Twitter and we're commenting and we're, hating on other people and their words. I think we need to take a minute, take a breath, and look at our own words and say, okay, what is what I'm saying? How is that affecting and impacting the people around me? And the truth is, we don't have a choice. You are influencing those around you. Whatever you say, whatever you do, whatever you don't say or don't do has an impact on the very neurochemistry of the people around you. So it's really important that we take a look at our communications, because every single conversation you have, every single word that comes out of your mouth either builds human connection or tears it apart.
We are talking today with Tim David. The book is called Magic Words, The Science and Secrets Behind 7 Words That Motivate, Engage, and Influence. The one word that I always knew was a magic word was thanks. You know, please and thanks. We were talking about the magic word. Thanks. What is sort of the importance of thanks? I mean, obviously, I guess thanks is letting a person know that they're appreciated, I guess, in some sense. But it must go deeper than that.
It does. And in the workplace, you're right. I mean, for example, appreciation is one of the biggest deficits that we have in the workplace. People don't quit bad jobs. People quit bad bosses. And the number one complaint that they have about their boss is that the boss didn't show them appreciation. So saying thanks, it's much more than that. It's much more than just saying thanks. In fact, I interviewed Dr. Jeffrey Froh, one of the leading gratitude researchers in our country, and he said that there are really 5 elements of an effective thanks. So his point is really this. Saying thanks isn't enough. Think about the child who opens a Christmas gift this year, perhaps, and the parent says, "What do you say?" And the kid goes, "Thanks." You know, I don't know if that's going to make people feel appreciated. So it's much more important about making them feel appreciated. And that's what this book is really about. It's not about what you say. It's not even about how you say it. It's what is the impact that it has. The other cool piece about gratitude is when you say it, you feel it. And gratitude has such a profound effect on the person who is giving it. So it's truly the gift that you can't give away.
There's like a two-way street involved with that, I guess, in a sense. You get,
yeah,
you get
it
give
it
and
has
receive.
Emotional benefits. It even has physical benefits. People who are grateful live longer than people who are not.
Wow. That's a good reason just to say thanks as much as possible. What about the people's names? I always have trouble also kind of remembering people's names. It's not because I don't want to. I just haven't figured it out. Got some tips to give us to remember people's names?
Yeah, absolutely. Part of my show would be to remember the names of everybody in the audience. I would remember an order of a deck of cards, and it would take me 20 seconds. I would memorize entire magazines and scrambled Rubik's Cubes and then solve them blindfolded from memory. And here's the cool part. I have a really bad memory. All I've done is learn some tricks and some tips and some ideas and some techniques that allow me to tap into the part of the brain that actually is very, very powerful. So the first tip that I have for people when it comes to remembering names is to stop believing that you have a bad memory. That creates a self-fulfilling prophecy. The second tip that I have is to actually pay attention when somebody tells you their name. When you meet somebody, you're in patterned behavior. You're like shaking their hand, my name is so-and-so, and you are. And it's just a routine that your brain has gone through 1,000 times, if not more. So what we have to do is we have to force our brain to focus when they say their name, because most of the time you don't even hear it in the first place. So when you do those 2 things, very often that's enough to remember a huge percentage more names than you would have in the past.
Again, the book is called Magic Words, the science and secrets behind 7 words that motivate, engage, and influence. The one word that's in that I always thought was also people know have an influence is the word but. You know, they always say, oh, here comes the but, that kind of a thing. You speak on that quite a bit, don't you?
Yeah, I almost didn't want to put this one in the book, but it was just too powerful and it just came up too much. And what happens is the word yes is a big part of what makes us feel, again, accepted and approved of and those types of things. We desperately seek that. And then the word but comes. So they'll tell you, honey, I love you, but, you know, or Johnson, great job on the project last week, but, you know, or we'll tell our kids, great job on your report card, but what is this C over here? So we really have to be careful of that because there's something that I call the but eraser. Now, the butt eraser is not a late-night infomercial product, all right? I promise you that. It's rather the phenomenon that happens when any adult human being ever hears the word but. We know that whatever comes next is way more important than anything that came before the word but. So it erases what comes before the word but, and your mind focuses intently on what comes next. Now, that's not always a bad thing. Sometimes you can use the butt eraser intentionally to erase negative emotions or negative feelings and get people to focus on the positive.
almost flipping the good news, bad news scenario out of that, I suppose, in the sentence.
Sure.
Again, we're speaking today with Tim Davis, professional magician, now helps out people in law enforcement and sales with the science and secrets behind seven words that motivate, engage, and influence. The book is called Magic Words. Thanks for sharing the time with us today, and I guess people can pick this up anywhere they find books out there as well. And if people want to find
anywhere books are sold, magicwordsbook.com is another place you can get some extra goodies. And there's a video on there that'll trick your brain. It takes 10 seconds, and you'll be powerless to stop it.
I'll have to go check that out. Thanks very much, Tim. Appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bruce.